Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, mama, I made it. I'm back home. What's going on? What's poppin'? What's going on, Big Blue Nation? Guess who back? Guess who back? I'm gonna get it together. Y'all rock out with me this morning. If you already got the buzz, if you already heard the word, the Shakedown Crew is back in the AM, baby. Yeah, I'ma get it together. We're gonna get it together. I'm gonna send out the kites. Whoever joining, you're joining. Welcome. If you ain't joining, if you ain't rocking, then that's cool too, because I'm here because I don't really need no friends to have a good time. Because I like who I am, and I like who I be. And you can't see me. It's LRP. Back in the morning, baby. If you can hear this, if my voice is touching the ears, guests can pull in. If you don't know about us, please go dig in the crates and know that the Shakedown Sports Podcast, J-Rock, this was always a good time. And it's right about that time. And everybody else is running out of time. Because now is the time to talk about some sports in the AM. Alright, so the call in is 563-999-3611. Y'all can move out real quick when I send out these kites, because I can't do two things at once. Yeah, I can. But, anyway, man, it's been a while, so why I go through this, we're going to just talk about the history, because this is the inaugural episode of Return, You know what I'm saying? Back to Blog Talk. This is where we cut our teeth, you know what I mean? This is where we got down, and ventured out and did some things. Expanded, did some growing, you know what I mean? Some building with the brothers. Everybody elevated themselves. We all come back as gods, you know what I'm saying? They went through the 36 chambers, and now we back. So, welcome, and we appreciate the support. Those who are coming and following us over here from YouTube, Shakedown Media Network, we appreciate the continued support. Support your Giants content creators. We got a lot of brilliant people out here doing some great things, ourselves included, you know what I mean? So it's only right. It's only right. I'm gonna do that. Bada bang, bada boom. Go here. Let me see you bounce. Let's show. I can't believe it's about the same show for me. What the hell? You already know I'm going to get this done quick, fast, and hurry. Let's see. Boom, boom, boom. Get that. I'll get you back on here. party people. We're going to groove out and lead to that musical intermission before we really get rocking and rolling. Bust a rap for y'all. Bust a rap for y'all. Sending out the kites. See Big Dash. As soon as I get up on the Twitters, I'm seeing Big Dash. Big Dash knows, you know what I'm saying, with the cool blue studio and everything and the hats and all that. You know what I'm saying? My man over there looking stacked. Boss, I don't know how that came out. It just rhymed though. You know what I mean? Put the number out and all that, so you know what I'm saying? See, 5699 3611. I like that. 5639 3611. Going up there. I like that it ends with 11. You can get a good cadence with that. I'm dropping the mic or something. Tripped over my cape. Hold on. Get it together. You like you? You? That should look like a European number. Damn. Tripped over my cape again. Why does it keep falling, America? The universe is about spinning like Tina Marie. Stop the world, baby, stop the world, baby, you got me, baby. And I, one more thing to do. Man, wherever you guys at, wherever you at in the world, you know what I'm saying? I definitely am pretty sure we're going to be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Check in with your Shakedown brother, Shakedown Sports Podcast, Shakedown Sports Media Network. We out here. We trying to do big things, you know what I mean? And collaborate and educate and create and all this. So definitely support, subscribe, like, download these episodes, you know what I'm saying? Get the algorithm moving for the people, you know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to hop in and hop out like that, son. All right. Kites have been sent. Let me then talk to my brother. I keep dropping F5. Yeah, one more thing. I say one more time. Let's see. Okay. You don't want to put that one out, you know what I'm saying? Alright, let me get this back on, because it's too quiet around here for me, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that I got to fill up the room with space and all kinds of useless talk either, you know what I mean? I got a lot to say, you know what I mean? So it ain't got to be like that. I'm just saying, I'm sending out kites, letting everybody know where we at. Sending out the beat, you know what I mean? So, now that that's done. Oh, that's right. Cool. All right. Sound of the morning, you know what I mean? If you're headed to work, if you're at the gym, where you getting the kids ready, or if the kids are already gone, and you at the crib getting ready to clean, whatever you're doing, welcome. The Shakedown Sports Podcast presents, right? I ended that because I want to get with my brother Shakes. Primarily, the show is going to be structured around talking New York football Giants. We're getting you started on morning after the game. It's like the day after type shit, you know what I mean? The morning after, like off some off some three stacks type stuff, you know what I mean? So what we're going to be getting into on these Tuesdays and Thursdays with the Shake a Sports Podcast is pretty much an addition, another opportunity for you to get your voice out to the people, you know what I mean, for more convenience for you as far as the morning time, but still knowing where you want to get your fix, you know what I mean, because we got that dope. I'll be right back. I'm going to go. Real quick, had to step and tripped over my cape again, America, but it's all right. Back here flying with you. So I cut that off because I'm going to get with the brothers to try to come up with something nifty for, you know what I mean, for what we're going to call this now. And, man, we've been back. And it's a deep history with us in Blog Talk, as I stated. You know what I mean? A lot of people that I'm reminiscing in this inaugural show back on these morning airways. Keith in the truck. You know what I'm saying? Names like Deshaun. Names like Nana. You know what I mean? And classic conversations. Dan the Man. OG Steve. We used to get alive and popping. You know what I mean? And also where we found the brother. And now part of the family, Nacho in the Box with Cheese, would always kick it with me here on these morning airways. And it was a good time, and it was a good thing. And it came at a good time, too. So, but definitely, these shows and all our content will be filtered out and disseminated in a way that you can enjoy. Spotify, iTunes, you know what I mean, Twitter, back on our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel, the Shakedown Sports Media Network. Hit that subscribe, like, notification so you can get that algorithm, baby. You know what I'm saying? We ain't asking for, you know, we asking for your algorithm support. And that is simple as hell. You break it down like that. I hope you see it the way I do, because it sounds like a good plan to me. I'm sure it'll be a good thing for you to do anyway. So, you know, as the season goes on, as this off-season training camp, this is definitely a good time for us to be talking to y'all because we got some battles that we spoke about on our show yesterday. We get to see those battles on Tuesday morning here and talk about them, possibly in real time based off the scheduling and everything. And it should be fun. Definitely subscribe, download, check us out. We are back on Blog Talk Radio, the Shakedown Sports Podcast. And we're coming back with a network of individuals and party animals that like to get down and talk this talk. So definitely welcome back in the building. Open it up. My brother's coming in right on time. The kites have been sent. I've been entertaining as hell. I ain't going front. But J-Rock, if you can, you know, I know the brothers are probably doing something, but if you did have something to say, of course, you got the ability to control. So jump on in. And without further ado, I get into, well, let me see if that's six, right? And this is also, here, see, this is one thing, America, that we used to have fun with back in the day, and I know the brothers are probably tired of me right now, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. You got to get used to the numbers. How's the audio? That'd probably be a good thing to know. How my headphones sound, how the music in the background. Definitely need to start adding our production to it. And I'm going to get on that. Black Freezy, I'm going to send out the cat to you. You got worried about it, bro. I know you got enough on your plate. I still need to get involved with you. Don't even worry about it. I got you. It's on my vision board. I promise you. Promise you, my brother. So if you got all, you know, the bells and whistles in the tank, send it on over. I uploaded myself. But that's probably what took me so daggone long. I tried to get me this clip. It was going to be dope, too. I ain't going to give it away because I'm probably going to do it for Thursday because then I'm going to have more time. But Tuesdays, this is the schedule, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays may go a little earlier. I'll kick it off, get your mouth watered, you know what I'm saying? I'll be the appetizer. The brothers finish you off because on Tuesdays, I got to get to the bag. But Thursdays, be here with you at a 9 a.m. start. 9 a.m. start, which that'll be Central Time. So for you guys on the East Coast and where I'm from originally anyway, it'll be 10 o'clock. Tuesdays and Thursdays with your host LRP Shakes Montana holding it down with me and all the brothers that come in, cameos. Like I said, this is internet radio, baby. You can call in. You know what I mean? It's so simple. And the number two call in, 563-999-3611. Yo, we got a dope ass number two already, man. Nine, what? 563-999-3611. I don't know why I got immediately violent right there. I ain't even my style. Freestyle, though, you never know what's going to happen here. Yeah, it just might pop up. You know what I mean? Because the Ginsu sword is sharp. Razor sharp in the morning. AM, wake your ass up. Kick it back at the beach house. Mama, we made it. So, talk to me about these New York football Giants, man. Now that you guys know the schedule, I'll go over it again, whatever, as people start coming in or whatever. But, nah, actually, put the Giants on hold for a minute because the NBA, well, first off, I got a lot of things to say about the NBA. But even before I get into that, so types of things we're going to cover, right? Y'all know, if y'all ever been a fan and ever rocked out and listened to us and stayed in tune, y'all know what it is. We talk about multiple different things, you know, entertainment. A lot of fans out there, we all kind of watch the same things. So it's always good to build on that. So I had a rant waiting for one of my favorite shows right now. And it's not even, I can't even call it a favorite show. You know, so before we get, well, so I got to get into this now. I got to get into it now because it's irking me, America. is irking me. And I know I'm not alone, but even if I'm not, I don't care, because I got to say it anyway. Power. If I wasn't so invested in this damn show already, I probably would throw it away by now. But it's, I don't know, it's something about it. It's intriguing as hell. But, so, something epic happened. And the way they did it.
You hear me, LRP?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, all right, good.
Okay, how do I sound? Am I good? Well, if I'm not, somebody come in and tell me.
Yeah, right.
Either. Oh, I'm good? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I hear you. Your audio good.
Sweet. What's up, bro? You came in to join me, or you just, you know, hanging out?
Nah. Let's rock, bro. Go ahead, man. I just want to know if you can hear me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Fantastic. So, I was talking with the brothers over the weekend, man, and discussing the latest installment, episodic series, Power Book 2. And this is a sports show, but we talk about other shit, and this is one of the things that's grinding my great gears, and I got to talk to my brothers about it, or I was just going to talk to America, period. So, Sax, and if you haven't watched it by now, spoiler alert, Sax is dead. Nobody gave a shit, and here we are on Tuesday, and still nobody gave a shit because of how it went down, I believe. This dude, I don't think people understand. Even people who don't watch Power now, but was a fan, but like most, once Ghost, you know, went out, people stopped watching. Some people. And for those individuals, they know how much of a snake Sax was, man. This dude was the most elusive snake in television. He had so many lives. And then you get popped by some dude that was being replaced by another dude that ain't had shit to do with nothing. What? Oh, my God, I did not understand that. I was like, why would, if he was so formidable to go out like that in the essence of writing, that shit blew my mind to me. And I was like, am I tripping? And then I was like, hell no, because here we are today. Facts is dead. Nobody gives a shit. Like, he was on that show for years. He should have went out by somebody more close to all his deviant shit. I would have much rather have the black lawyer chick that he fucked over on how many daggone times. You know what I mean? One of them do it, you know? I was like, and then old boy that they got to replace Red Man, I was like, man, that was crazy. But, and lastly, Mary J. Blige, bro. How the hell do you get to talk to your kids this way? Constantly, it ain't, yo, you are a constant Instagram berating mama. And ain't did shit, ain't so no. I love Mary J. And that's what's crazy. I love Mary J. in other movies. She played in, I think it was, what was that damn movie where they had those superpowers on Netflix? Umbrella Academy. She played on Umbrella Academy, I believe. And I liked her in that one. You know what I mean? She did a fantastic job. You know what I mean? I get credit too. But yo, I can't wait. First off, the Sax shit was a terrible character arc. No, that wasn't the character arc. It was Mary J. See, I got a line of more. Hold on. So, Mary J., her character is whack. She needs to change that shit up. But the other shit, how in the hell does Effie, all of a sudden she been, and Kane, yo, that dude wide open, acting a whole fool for this girl. And you constantly insulting the dude that she really want. It's crazy. And then she dated him for weeks. And now all of a sudden, she panties just off like edibles. What the fuck? That shit was
well,
cool.
Because
I was, what?
Because he paid for her tuition on a boat. You see how he did that, right?
Yeah,
he
I saw
paid
that.
For her tuition in full. Paid for it in full.
Yeah,
she went to the school. Yeah, she went to the school administrator and was like, hey, I'm going to be late, blah, blah, blah. It was like, okay, let me see your financial records. He's like, oh, no, your tuition is paid in full. And she knew exactly who did it. She knew exactly
yeah,
who did
yeah,
it.
She was like, all right, maybe
you
I'll
give, right.
give him some coochie now.
Yeah.
She did have that face like, damn, I got to give him some now.
Exactly. And that was the whole play. Because he was going to give her the money in cash. He was like, hey, go ahead, pay your tuition. I ain't taking no money from nobody. I don't need your money.
Yeah, like I did it anyway. No, it was dope that he did that. I was tripping about that part. It was just like the very next day. Like, damn, that happened fast. You know what I'm saying? I just said that since my couch. I was like, damn, that escalated quickly. Me being sick. Silly. But yeah, I guess that one ain't no big old gripe. You right on that. But that Mary J shit, you know, man, she be straight cursing her kids out, bro. She a whole mess.
Well, they dirty. That's all he calls. She dirty as hell, bro. How you gonna, she set the dude up. She set her own son up to kill his little boyfriend.
That's evil shit right there. That's evil shit.
Exactly.
Yo, she's right. Evil.
That's evil, dude.
I don't get it. I was
you see him in there struggling and crying, and she just looking at him. I was like, wow.
Don't even give a shit. All because talking about Pop
City. Oh, okay.
What it do, bro?
What's going on, bro? Welcome back home.
Welcome back home.
No doubt.
Welcome back.
Y'all had the music and everything?
Nah, we, I made it work, you know what I'm saying? I had a little something. Inaugural joint, so you know what I mean. Thursday we're gonna come with the thunder, but we here to let the people know that we here.
That's a fact.
Yeah, definitely gotta add some
That's
shit.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, definitely gotta add some shit. But we good for right now. We holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Black Freezy blessed me with the ones and twos. You know what I mean? And at least got that. I love this goddamn beat, though. I'd be rapping to this shit all day. But, yeah. Call Monet Funky.
Yeah.
She all the way through. Yeah. She evil as shit, man.
It
don't even care. Like, she treat everybody like shit.
Okay, great.
Yeah. She don't care about nobody. Man. It's always talking about some... It was always the husband talk about family. You never heard her talk about family. You can see that now.
Really?
Yeah. Plus, yeah, I mean, like, you gotta understand it, think about it though, from a season going on. I know we don't wanna carry on this too long, but definitely wanna talk about it. But you gotta think about it though, like y'all said, like this season she wild, you know what I'm saying? Last season she was cool, right? Well, this season, what's the difference? She just lost her son. You know what I'm saying? She's not in the right state of mind, bro. You try losing a kid, man, to see how, where your mental go.
Yo, she been shitting on Diana since season one, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What you talking about, man?
But she still care about
her kid, bro.
She still care about her. Yes,
nah,
dude.
Man.
Even Kane,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, she be wilding her kids out, but she still love them.
You crazy shit. She stay calling Kane.
And then,
you know
what I mean? She's really
But hold on, hold on.
You know
hold on.
Like,
how you love your kids when you had their father killed? But you love your kids.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. That's the crazy part, bro. Like, yeah, she don't give a fuck. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it on that point, too, though. Like, in season one, what was her main focus? Besides
money.
Drugs and all that. But what was her main focus?
Zeke? Hmm?
To get Zeke in the NBA.
That was her focus, bro. That was her focus. Zeke was her ticket out, bro. Nigga went down. Now, like, her whole shit is fucked. So now she gotta, you know what I mean? She gotta go back and retract and do this and clean this up and do that. You know what I mean? She's on one this one because she just lost a child. The favorite one.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like, it's like she don't care about nobody else but Zeke. That's it. It's just Zeke all the time. Not that Zeke not here. I'm killing everybody. Everybody gonna get it.
I think she really cares about the gay boy too. You know what I mean?
Nah, the way she set him up to kill the boy.
She don't care about
him. Sure. Well, I think she do. It's that because the dude was, you know what I'm saying, like, he did that. You know what I mean? Now, the only thing she told this nigga, like, don't mess with him no more. He's like, he gonna carry it like he's, you know what I mean, Hercules or something like that. No, I'm gonna still be messing with your son no matter what you say. So yeah, she gonna get on top of this.
That's an evil woman, bro.
Takes, bro.
That's an evil woman, and it would be, I don't know if it'll be more dispensing of belief if the role was being played better. I just, every time I just hear her talk, I'm like, yo, you need more people. Even though she can do it anyway because they right to do it. But I don't know. It's just, like I said, I love Mary J. But this one here, I don't think she ain't found her character spot yet. She ain't in that zone yet. And it just feels awkward. To me. But it ain't like it's hard to not watch because, like I said, I'm invested in the shit now. I gotta see the shit through. I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Word.
But that Zach shit pissed me off, though. I'm like, how the fuck you gonna whack Zach with this motherfucker here? You know what I'm saying? Shit, man, I was like, don't kill me with this motherfucker, bro. You know what I mean? Like, the movie, what was that? I think it was the 18. He was like, please don't let this motherfucker kill me.
Because Method Man set them all up for it. When Method Man told him that Sax was a rat, I was like, oh, he gonna kill him. Gonna kill him. And that's exactly what happened.
Yo, no, his reaction when he said it, he was like, yeah, we just found out that Sax is a rat. He was like, you gotta leave. I was like, holy shit, this brother can't die.
That's a fact. But yeah, man. So we this type of shit we get into, I mean, and active sports, of course, and or whatever else, you know what I mean. But I had to get that shit off my chest. America, that shit was bothering me. I was like, damn, man. But next week, be ridiculous fallout from this shit. So
that's a fact.
You keep tuning in.
I want y'all to I want y'all to do a favor and my bad, stay right. But I want y'all to watch this show. Like, remember when I told y'all about on Dan Dash and all that, like his little movie that he made. Sorry, Dan, I ain't mean to call you this movie a little, but but you know,
Honor.
No, don't.
Right.
Yeah, and we love on up, man. We love on up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are one of them hood type of joints, you know. Dame Dash, he producing and filmed it all and all that. That's his production. But anyway, I say that because there is a hood series out that it, a lot of people are talking about it in the, you know, in the community. But, like, not a lot of people know about it, like, outside of, you know what I mean, the hood or whatever the case may be, don't know about it. So I want to put y'all on to it. And this show is called McGraw Avenue. I know, I think I texted y'all it yesterday. But McGraw Avenue takes place in Detroit. And for some more reason, like, they say in Southwest Detroit, like, all the drugs come from or begin from McGraw Avenue. So they go through this dude. I'm not sure if y'all ever caught Plug Love, but the characters from Plug Love, the movie, is in the series. So it's a very, like, soon as you put it on, soon as you cut it on, you ain't going to be able to cut it off. Like, it's very intriguing, very intoxicating. And it's crazy because they ain't had no major deal. They got on Tubi. I don't know if anybody got Tubu. But, yeah, they made it on there.
Tubi.
You know what I'm saying?
Tubi.
Okay.
Tubi.
Yeah, so it's on there.
Tubi having all the movies on there. Tubi be having all
Yeah, they do. They have everything. They even got Plug Love on there, man. So, like I said, yeah, go up on there. Look for McGraw Avenue. Watch that. You're welcome. It's 2 seasons out already. Hopefully, they bring us back a 3rd season. But, yes, you're welcome. Uh-huh. That's about it, man, on that note.
Absolutely.
So, what's good, man? I'm happy to be back in this morning thing. You know what I mean?
Me too. I think we got OG Steve sliding up. Is that the brother OG?
Peace. What's cracking like him?
OG?
What's
going on?
What's up, LRP? What's happening, Shay? What's cracking, fella?
What's good,
everything,
my brother?
Everything, man. Glad to hear from you, brother. On
yeah,
the airway.
Just thought I would pop in, see what y'all chopping on. Of course, support my homies. You know,
absolutely.
You know, at a new venue, doing what you do, kicking old school style.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't know what y'all was chopping on yet, man, but I hope y'all get to the schedule because I don't even know it. But I was hoping y'all could share what y'all know.
Well, I will tell you what.
It's coming out on Thursday.
It's coming out on Thursday. Real quick. And we are going to be on the airwaves and back in like full effect with all our production and everything. Like I said, we're just getting in the studio, setting up equipment, and we welcome in the party for this inaugural episode of Return Inaugural Episode. And we will be back Thursday morning. Discussing the schedule. You are right on time, OG, because we just got finished talking about power and we just are transitioning into sports. So you right on time with whatever you want to talk about on these New York football Giants. It's been a while since the people heard your voice back on these blog talk airwaves. Let's not get that twisted. So the floor is yours, man. Whatever's on your mind, you kick us off because we was topping it up and doing our, you know, it's perfect. Go ahead.
No, man, just like many of seasons, it's definitely the season to be optimistic. I mean, you know, I truly believe that, you know, we're in a position to put our best foot forward, and I don't really see a lot of free agency moves, but I wouldn't rule anything out either. But I certainly like, you know, what we're bringing to camp. I love the fact that we got a lot of numbers. I'm definitely curious to know what y'all think of how many receivers we're going to keep, or are we undetermined? Are we just going to kind of let it play out? You know, where's, you know, the edge going to come from? Is Jimenez going to take a step forward? Are we going to improve on the run game? I mean, these are all things that, you know, I feel like we have attempted to, you know, correct and make better. I'll use my good brother Shakes. You know, I'm just gonna channel him and want to know, you know, do we got any holes, Shakes? Do we got any holes? You know, where the holes at? Holes. You know,
holes.
Okay, that's what I want to know. Where y'all see the holes?
You still got the holes though, OG. We don't know who's going to be at left guard.
It's my nigga.
We don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's my nigga. And I don't think it's really a whole pause with the guard or whatever. We just got to figure out which one wants to step up and take that job. For me, I would say, like, I wouldn't say we have any holes, but I would say, like, we have a few opens, right? We got a little slot opens, right? And
some thin spots?
Yeah, it's not a lot of thin, but I think as far as of course, J-Rock mentioned that we got to figure out the interior O-line. I feel like we got to figure out the safety position. And then we have to figure out the line. Yeah, thank you. Yep, the other linebacker. Yep. So I think those are the little things that you like, oh, well, who's going to step up in those spots? But I do feel like we have guys that can step up in those spots. It's just we don't know.
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what I find the most impressive with this rookie class coming in, and I want to know what y'all think. Y'all want me to go first, or why y'all want to go first? Because I really want to know what y'all find most impressive, you know, as a group about this rookie class. Does it seem to be, you know, because to me it's something trending with all of them, and I just want to know how y'all feel about it. And I'll just go ahead and say it, you know. Y'all already know I'm kind of big on, you know, being a professional at this point. And I tell you, the questions that were thrown at Hyatt, you know, even Banks surprised me with his professionalism. All these dudes have impressed me with the way they've handled the New York media. I don't know if we got a media person on deck this year or what, because it threw me off, especially with Banks. I thought he was going to come here talking crazy and stuff. And everybody has been inbounds. They've been themselves, but they've been inbounds and professional. So, I mean, even with the tough questions, and I, you know, sooner or later, they're going to have to be hired alone. But he, man, they kept asking the same question over and over again. And he even went and said, you know, he had respect for the Dallas coach, too, man. So, I mean, let me tell you something. That boy really showed me some maturity, some professionalism. I was so impressed with that,
sir.
Almost more than I was his speed. So, I'm going to tell you, that kind of stuff excites me. You know, pause. I just was really.
I know it does. I was going to say that. I was going to say that because you are the type of guy that really nitpicks on things that they say in the media and all that sort of thing. If there's something that will, you know, raise your eyebrow, you definitely come on here and be like, oh, I didn't like him saying that. So for you to come
you
on,
know,
yeah, you know I know you, bro. You know I know you, bro. 2013,
know,
man, a long time, bro. 2013, long time. But, yes, I know you know or go on that, but yeah, I love the way that they handle themselves in the media as well, bro. And I'm glad that you sat there and was like, oh, man, impressed by how they handle themselves.
Yeah, to the point I'm wondering, like, do we just have, like, somebody who just prepared them all? Because even all these guys, even, like, you know, the later round guys, everyone seemed to be poised and, you know, answering the questions, man, the right way, you know, not being too vanilla, but being professional, but being themselves. I was thoroughly impressed, man. And I do, like you say, you know, I'm quick to point that stuff out, so I want to definitely, you know, turn around them and give them their props. So I love the professionalism that comes in, and I really think that all these guys are going to come in and work on their craft. And that definitely excites me. I feel like for once we might be really actually developing players, you know, something I've talked about for years, even the last couple of years of Tom Coughlin's tenure, I felt like we stopped developing players. So I'm not all that excited about the big money, but it's always a good thing when you're re-signing players. Always a good thing. And because it builds continuity, I want to see us continue to play as many players as we can. To me, that was the key to our success last year. Not necessarily, you know, just Daniel Jones improving his game, but the fact that we play more players and we had a lot of contributions. And I think we won most games as a team. That's the way I felt like it. It was team wins. And that's really what's going to take you to the finish line, in my opinion. So that excites me. And I feel proud to have our continuity in the front office, even though we don't matter still a bit. But it's good to see the GM and the coaches on the same mindset. So, I think things are positive. Man.
Hello.
No doubt. No doubt. Charlie. Charlie from Maine back on the Blog Talk Airways with us in the AM. What it do, my
yeah,
brother?
Oh, geez.
Gotta have
right,
a Boogie
right?
Man on deck. T-Murder.
I had to come on. This is like
when
it all started, guys, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, OG. You guys can talk. Now can they play? All right? And when there's diverse, you know, when there's things, when we are all three, we start out, let's see how well they
Hey, Charlie,
talk
you breaking up a little bit? You breaking up a
yeah,
little bit.
Okay.
Try to
all right.
Fix yourself a little bit.
No.
Just a little bit.
yeah.
You
just saying, like, it's great those guys can talk, but let's see if they can play. And, you know, if we start out over three, I want to see how they answer the questions then. So, you know, I think it's great. You know, we got a bunch of scholars in here. Let's see if these guys can play, you know. And I still think Schmidt looks like a little dwarf. I don't know how he's going to move 350-pound nose tackle in deep tackles. I just don't see it, but that's okay. I'm glad we got a real center, not a Pinocchio center. So that's all good. I like the Hyatt pick.
I share that concern. Well, here's my brother Charlie. I just want to be on record. I do share that concern. But let me tell you something. 0-3, I don't answer questions. Get the fucking mic out of my face.
You know, it all comes down. It all comes down to, is Jones going to progress or is he going to regress? Or is he going to tread water? And if he treads water, it's not good enough. If he regresses, yeah, well, he's gone after a year or two. And if he progresses, he's got to really progress. In other words, he's got to beat teams that are really good, not just crap teams, right? So it's all up to him. It's all up to him. And they're putting all their money on this guy, and I think they just made the biggest mistake in their lifetime. So after Shane did that, gave him that contract, I look at him side-eye, and the moves that he's made after that, not, you know, going to get a veteran guard like Reisner and bringing in a 31-year-old tight end who's been injured the last 2 years, he wasted those resources.
You
he should have gone after a guard.
That's
huh?
The best contract he could have gave him. That was the best contract he could have gave him. You get out of that contract in 2 years, that is perfect.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even gone on that contract. I would have rather got a guard, and I still think we need a veteran center. You know, Brett Jones is still available. Reisner is still available. I mean, you know, maybe Schmidt will be a phenomenon and he'll just come right in and start playing. But remember, he's playing beside two not very good guards, right? So, and if you're going to have a little puny center like that, then you better have some big mauling guards. You know, that's why I'd bring in Fluker. I'd bring in somebody that size, that big, because you're going to need two big guys next to that midget. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
And
Jesus, Joe.
And we haven't picked the O-line yet.
This is small.
You know,
like
really?
I thought he was an adequate center.
Yeah, well, you know, his quickness ain't going to be that good against the Paynes and Allens and Davises and Coxes and, you know, Mizzy, 350-pound Mizzy in Dallas. I don't know. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll be fine. But I don't know, you know, if he's the guy. But I'm glad they got a center. You know, at least they realized they needed a center.
Is he questioning the Schmidt? Are you questioning this match?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's like
he don't
the
like
first.
Him. He's saying he's
the
small.
First time.
He's small. He can't hold up.
He can't hold up. I mean, there was a picture of him and Jones together, and Jones was friggin' wider than Schmidt. It was ridiculous. I mean, he looks like Babes in Toyland, you know, and he's going to come and play volleyball or something. I don't know. No, I like
job.
The pick. Mm-hmm. And anyway, hey, Shane, I caught your interview with El Shefe there. And,
okay.
Man, he's delusional, 11 and 6. So I told him,
but,
you know.
So is everybody delusional? Because he's not the only one that's saying 11, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, delusional people, you know, hang out together.
They stick together. Birds of a feather.
Exactly.
Flock together.
That's right. Hey, guys, I got to jump.
How many wins you got the Giants winning?
I think tops 8 wins, bottom 6 wins. That's what I see.
Mm.
If Jones is not the quarterback,
I got to write it down.
Yeah, and if Jones is not the quarterback, we might win 10 games.
Ooh,
I have to write this down. It goes in
Charlie. All right, I got to jump. I've eaten breakfast, so you guys have a great morning, and I'll talk to you all later.
All right, Charlie.
And you, Charlie. Thank you for coming through, bro. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. OG, talk to you later.
Okay, buddy. Hit me later on the DM.
Charlie,
Dr. Absolutely. Tune in on Thursday, Charlie, for the schedule release, and we'll see.
Yeah,
how much that 11 and 6 position plays out.
Nostalgia, bro. You know what I mean? Nostalgia, yo.
But let me ask y'all this generic question.
How does it make
you feel to be like the media darlings and to talk to you? Do you have any reservations about us kind of being spotlighted, you know, and people having actual real, you know, expectations for us outside of our building, our fans? Does that bother you, or are you guys okay coming into the season with, you know, that type of fanfare and stuff?
Because, I mean, I was always in the boat. Like, I was with Charlie most for a couple of years, man. Like, this team ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now this shit, I'm like, yo, we might be able to do some things, man. They head in the right direction. Whatever fanfare we get from that, look, we need to win. They done gave the quarterback all the money. They getting all these pieces. We need to win. And now I will be very highly upset if we don't get back to the playoffs this year.
I think for me, it's like, usually, I'm on that time, I don't like when the media is on our side or talking about us, because usually that's when we fuck up, you know what I mean? And then the players getting their big heads, and then they come out thinking that they can just beat anybody and don't have to do any extra work or, you know, anything else. So, for me, that's how I used to feel. Yeah, I used to feel that way. But with this regime, I don't. Like, I have the full confidence that they're going to be coached up. I have the full confidence that the Barca will be presented in the right way. You know
so,
what
is
man?
It the
like,
team or the coaching? Is it the team or the coaching that brings
I
you
think
to
it's the, I you? Think... It's the organization. Yeah, it's the front office now that I have a lot of faith in them guys to get it done. Whereas though I didn't have a lot of faith in the other regimes to get it done. I needed the players to get it done. And now I feel like the staff.
It is something you kind of think about though when you hear and watch the media talk about us. Because I'll be like, man, I hope we give up the
I get PTSD. I do. I get PTSD like a motherfucker.
Because it's nice to hear, but at the same time, I kind of like being the underdog, man. I don't really, you know, I prefer to be the underdog.
Like, don't talk about because that's what we thrive at. We thrive as the underdog. We never thrive as the favorite.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. You know, my biggest rivalry is one of my best friends who's a Cowboys fan. Y'all know I hate the Cowboys way more than the Eagles or any other team on earth. But I'll tell you, just the fact that they've given us all these good grades with our draft, they can talk about our GM. Man, this is so pissed off. Yo, my Dallas fan, he don't even want to hear this. He is so fucking mad right now. He just hates like this, and I'm loving it. Loving it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Even my dad is looking at us like, my dad is like, oh, y'all gonna be scary. And I'm like, for him to even, you know, because he's a disrespectful Cowboy fan. Like, it's one thing to be a Cowboy fan, but to be a disrespectful one is a different story. And he's a disrespectful one, all right? So for him to be like, oh, Giants coming, boy, them Giants. I'm like, oh.
I'm like, he even tell us, oh, he even asked. Yeah, same with my pops. God rest his soul, man. He definitely would have been, he'd have been salty as hell right now, too, talking all kinds of shit about it. I think knowing damn well he didn't believe it. But, yeah. Good old Cowboy fans. I tell you, how y'all feel like, let me just see, let me gauge your fandom right now. I'm going to say that here. Because I know y'all super fans, but I'm just trying to see where y'all realistically. What are we going to be able to do with the Eagles, if anything? That's all.
Them Eagles is tough. I hate them, man. I cannot stand them goddamn Eagles, bro. I can't stand them damn Eagles. Man, but they had a good draft, you know what I mean? And enemy of my enemy. Makes me look at you differently and realistically because I got to take you seriously. Hey,
they got a good fucking team, man.
Yeah, man. They drafted very well. All that fucking equity they had. Shit, who wouldn't?
Especially
when you got a good GM.
If they stay as consistent as they was last year, I don't really see us beating them unless it's on some
poop. What's our division record, man? Because we cannot do 1-5 again. If we don't go 500 in the division, we're not the team we need to be. And I mean that's
what I'm aiming for.
I say we really need to be 4-2, but I mean if we don't do 500. What are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. Like that's how
we
I feel
be.
About it. Like. And I said that in the last couple of videos. Like, I feel like in the division, you know, because for me, I'm going for 10 wins. That's my minimum. Like, give me 10 wins, we in. Right? But so when I look at it, I'm
like,
think
we
go 3-3.
We can get 500 in the division. I can.
We can get
because
3-3 in the division.
Look, we can beat Commanders. We can beat the Commanders twice. Mm-hmm. I think we get one from the Cowboys.
I'm gonna need to split with the Eagles in order for me to be able to boast my chest.
He talked that Vegas. Let me tell you something. Commander's gonna give us hell too. We might have to steal one, man. We're gonna have to try to steal. We need to sweep the Commanders, obviously, but we need to try to steal one from the Eagles if we can, man. We hope we catch them at the right time, and gotta beat the Cowboys too, man. We gotta split with the Cowboys and sweep the damn Commanders. Gotcha.
I tell you what, I'm gonna need us to split with the Eagles in order for me to be to poke my chest out and really come to the fruition that this team is formidable. I'm gonna need to split with the Eagles. I gotta split. I mean, they're going because of the team. I think they're gonna get us one. They're gonna give us one. But we got to take the other. Got to take the other. That shit has to change.
It all depends on where it is in the season. Like, I mean, you know, we're going to really need them to probably be already seeded in the playoffs somewhere, probably. I mean, you really think week 4, if we play the week 4, they're going to let us win? I don't think so. I don't.
Yeah, like,
see, that's where it is. That's where the schedule comes in, and we're going to see how that pans out if you're playing tough teams in the beginning or weak teams in the beginning.
I bet you we're going to see them by week 4, we're going to see them watch. My biggest question I got to y'all, do we play Dallas week 1 again? I hate that shit more than anything in the world, bro. I cannot stand that. But y'all think they're going to do us like that again?
I want to see the Jets, man. I want to get that over with.
Hey, I don't mean to dismiss your question, right? But when they had the press conference with Dexter Lawrence, right? I forget the direct question that they asked him, but they was talking about the Eagles loss. And it was like, you know what I mean? He was like, no, I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, I don't like that shit. And he's like, man, we ain't beat them all yet. Three, you know what I mean? And then to even look further, like, hey, like, how many games they won on us? Like, 9, 10? Bro, we ain't beat them in years. Years. So I feel like the players feel like they need to beat these guys. The only thing is I don't have the – I'm not going to sit there and have the full confidence to say that we can. I mean, we haven't done it in years. You know what I'm saying? So why would I think different now? You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, bro. Like, this damn Philly team dominates us. I hate them with everything I have in my soul. And – I just needed to stop. He's like the bully keep beating you up every time, bro. We got to start the man up now, all right? Like, look, you ain't going to hit us no more. You ain't going to hit me no more.
You keep slapping me, mama.
You know what I mean? Keep
slapping me, mama.
Shit, take it.
Man, Dallas keep putting that molly whopping on us too, man. We got to break that curse, bro. You know.
But we get them sometimes, bro. It's the Philly, though. Philly just dominating us. At least we get Cowboys sometimes. Hey.
Yeah, that's true. Can't stand them damn Eagles, bro. They're going to be tough. They're going to be tough. But that's what I'm going to need. 500 or better is the expectation. You know what I'm saying? And even if, well, I don't know. Has it ever been where we beat, where we went 3-3? Or no? Yeah.
Of course it has been, but it ain't been lately, man. The goal needs to be, sis, the realistic goal would be 4-2, but 3-3 is the middle.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Yeah. I agree as well, but shit, man. We got a team, man. I like the talent flip from that perspective to starters. I've liked it. I ain't mad at it and I ain't scared. Tibbs in his second year, Ojulari in his third. Dex Lawrence is the anchor, holding that shit down.
That's a good conversation. Ojulari, will this man stay healthy? Will he play 12 games this year? 12. Will we get 12 games out of him this year?
OG playing the Thunder today.
That's just an easy.
OG playing the Thunger today. I love you, OG. That's what's up, man. Welcome back. Thank you, OG.
Good question.
Oh, right?
That was a very good question because he hasn't up to this point.
Yeah. You see me over here muttering.
Got you. I don't know.
That's a fact.
I think he has to, though, bro. I think he has to, bro. If you don't, then they're going to start to think that, you know what I mean, like, that's who you are. And you ain't going to get that contract, bro. So I think, as far as him as a career, I feel like he needs to feel like, yo, I got to stay healthy, bro.
You hear that? You got to rise, Ojulari. You got to rise, baby. You hear that music?
He gave me 15 out of 18.
12 a good number? Is 12 a good number?
Nah, 12 too much for me, bro. 12 means you missed 6 games, bro. Fuck that.
Well, I'm saying,
I need 14 out of 17, bro. I need 14 out of 17. 3 games, that's all you get from me. Nah, I go with 12, like OG. I'll go with 12.
12 out of the 17.
Y'all good? 5-6 games,
y'all good? 5-6
games, that motherfucker gotta go.
It's an improvement.
No. He missed 5 or 6 games, he got to go. He don't get no more than 3 than me.
I'll give him 4.
He missed more games, he definitely got to get the tag. Yeah, get the injury prone tag.
Yeah, man, get that Fishman.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Get that Gordon Fishman's on you. Stay away from the yellow coat, Aguilari.
Well, I want to see how Tiz improves. That's what I want to see. Yeah.
You just read my mind. Like, you know.
So, yeah,
nothing. And, he started to come off at the end of the year. So, yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
You already know the answer to that question, Bob. You already know that. I can hear your voice. You know what's going to go down.
You know what I'm saying? I think like he found himself in the end of the season, man. Like I really found, I feel like it clicked for him, and I expect him
I think the only good game he had was against that weak ass rookie tackle on the Commanders. That was the best game he had all year.
And you know what?
I mean, well, you say that, but I ain't saying like that's the only game.
I'm saying he played good in games, but the best game he had was against the rookie tackle.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I mean, I could see you saying the best game. Yeah, he definitely did his thing throughout the season. It started off slow though, but once he started figuring it out, it wasn't no going back from that. Like he kept improving from there.
Yeah. Boom, boom. I'm looking for Belton, man. That's the guy. Outside of the Tibbs, I was on that same wavelength, too. That's why I keep bringing his name up, because I'm excited to see what he produces in year 2, if he got in the lab at all. Because you're right, Brock, you know, he was relying on his strength, relying on his speed. You know what I mean? But towards the end, I did see him start to add in some stuff. But if he can do that right out the gate and then do it within game and be able to adjust when folks is, like, picking up on the bull rush or if he's the step, you know, hitting him with the spin.
He
said sheep run.
That dude been trying to run around everybody. He trying to just beat everybody off the line. He ain't bull rushing shit, man. I've seen the bull rush maybe 2 to 3 times the whole year. And that's, come on, man.
No, you're right. That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Because he didn't throw in anything different, and he was getting caught in the wash. But Belton is the guy I'm excited to see in year 2. Him and McKinney back there. And I can't wait to see that.
Belton?
Huh?
That's the guy you looking forward to seeing, Belton?
I am. I like what I saw from Shane Belton in year 1. Year 2, I can't wait to see it. Mm. Get some INTs, you know what I mean?
You going to draft him in fantasy?
we'll see. We'll see come draft time, you know, who's available and all. You know what I mean? But he's definitely on the board. You know, it's a guy that we look at. You know, we like his measurables. We like his qualities. You know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it plays out. You see on my GM shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll see.
We like Dane Bell.
Yeah, we like him a lot. We like his message. We like his qualities, you know. We like what he did. We like what he put on film.
I think Bobby Mack going to take it. Il McClain. I think he's going to take the other safety spot.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. How y'all feeling about our running back, and what kind of split are we looking between him and Barkley? Is he going to get some birds? And are y'all liking the kid, or what's up?
Who, Eric Gray?
Oh, who?
Oh, yeah, Gray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm in that boat. I think Eric Gray's going to be the second running back coming off the bench.
Did we cut Breda or we let Brightwell go?
I think you let Breda go.
Yeah.
That's huge, bro.
I hope so.
That's huge for me.
What about
for me? Nah,
can
I
we
think,
bring him up?
I don't think so, but I think that for me, I think that he plays that Bradshaw role in his rookie season, like that third running back coming out. And just, you know what I mean? That's what I see for Eric Gray. That's what he's looking for.
Listen, I thought Corbin was impressive in the offseason last year. I was really hoping he would have made the active roster. I liked him, you know, really better than Breda. So, I mean, is this kid going to stay on the practice squad or are we going to give him some bird?
He got a shot, bro. He got a shot. Everybody got a shot, bro.
Everybody got a shot. It's preseason. Regular season, we don't know. Everybody got a shot to shine to see what they got. But I really think this Eric Gray kid is going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Eric Gray. Yeah, he's the truth, bro. He's the truth.
That's it if Murphy don't sign that contract. See, everybody think he gonna sign the contract. Look, I remember when everybody was like, all right, he's gonna give us discount and he gonna do this and he gonna do that. But look where he at. He ain't signed the contract and he want his money. So I don't know how it's gonna shake out. Hopefully he does. They do come to a conclusion about this contract, but if they don't, man, I'm looking forward to see Eric Gray.
Yeah, me too. I don't think Stephon's a long-term contract. He'd be lucky if we franchise him again next year. That's the best he can hope for. That's the best he can hope for.
Y'all violent, bro.
Huh?
Y'all violent. That's just it's going to happen.
How do you feel about that statement? I'm just saying that's the best thing that could happen with Saquon is, in my opinion, is that he should be franchised again next year. Because to me, that means he had
a
good year and he's going to get the maximum amount of money. What's that?
It's possibility.
I mean, if he's saying that, OG, that means that he signed his $10 million contract and he played on the $10 million and we're going to do the same thing next year.
Yeah, it's going to be it. That's my opinion. That's the best case scenario for him. That means he actually had a decent year because no one else is going to pay him that kind of money. He's not getting it. You know, he's not, man, it doesn't even work that way. To me, it's like if you have a good year and we decide to pay you, because the only way he would leave is if he had a long term. We're not going to give it to him when we can franchise him. Why would we take the risk? It's better to take the budget. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, 10 this year, 12 next year. That's what it is. If you're the guy we want you to be. If not, we balk. So, to me, we own his rights. And if he actually plays well, his best case scenario, he'll be making the most money with us on the franchise tag. So,
he didn't sign it yet, so we don't really own it.
Oh, he's going to. I'm talking about next year, but he's going to sign it. What do you think he's going to do, set out? Come on, Jay Rock. He's going to sign it. He's supposed to act like you're not going to do all that shit, but at the end of the day, he's going to sign it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no truth. He's going to sign it. So, I mean, I ain't mad at this one. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do, pout, act like
he's
going to do all that shit. But he's going to be there.
Can y'all do me a favor? Can y'all do me a favor on that? Right. For some odd reason, I always got to say, I told you so, right? Like, me, I always got to do it myself. So this is what the favor I'm asking from y'all, okay? The favor I'm asking, all right? When he gets that contract, when he signs that multi-year deal, right? When he does that, and it's coming up, when he does that, I want y'all to sit here, come on the station, go on the blog talk, go on YouTube, everything, and say, you know what? The only motherfucker that was saying, yo, he really going to get a deal and was motherfucker standing on that was Shake. All I want to hear, bro. I want my credit, and I want it now.
You're going to get the credit and the blame.
You ain't about to be the
only one. That happens as a dumbass move by Joe Shane. Because let me tell you something. If we offer him anything more than 24
million. You saying get a multi-year deal?
If we offer, if he's more than 24, if it's more than $24 million guaranteed, then Joe Shane fucked up. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's what it would take. At least 2 years of guaranteed money. That would be, you know, and I don't think we're going to give him $24 million game. Well, we can give him 10 this year and give him, $12 million possibly next year if he's playing at the top of his game. So I'm going to simply say this. I don't think it's going to happen, Chase. I would love, be glad to make a friendly wager with you because I would thank you because I'm almost confident it ain't going to happen because we're not going to pay him. We probably don't even have that same offer on the table, bro. Right.
We can definitely do that, bro. We can definitely put a wager on
it. We are going to pay that right. Man. He is going to get a multi-year contract. I am not.
I'm going to be so mad if we do because Joe Shane is an idiot if he does that.
All right, I want y'all to say Shake the LRP said.
I'm already with the side eye with Daniel Jones saying, but
you, all right,
pay
LRP
that man.
Bro.
Thank you, sir. OG, how can you not look at
well,
that?
I didn't say he wasn't. So don't put me in there.
Okay.
So what you said?
That's the rule with us.
Hey, J-Rod, so what you getting, a 3-year 45?
Heck, what, 45 guaranteed? What's the guarantee money?
I'm just asking 3 years,
no,
45. I ain't even want to talk about the guarantee.
Well, since you're the one who's most positive about getting the contract,
the reason why
the
I'm asking,
money?
Right? The reason why I'm asking is because he said about 15 a per, right? So I'm saying like it's 15 per, that's 45,
so you
paying 30 right?
30 guaranteed?
So, yeah, I mean 345. Yeah, I'm looking at 30. That's the number that popped in my head, but yeah.
Those numbers don't matter. It's what OG is saying. It's the guaranteed money, and that's what they have in friction. Just the guarantee.
Look, why would you do that?
Because
you can, if you're going to guarantee money and you're going to try to get out of 3 years and you can guarantee that you won't spend more than $25 million on the next 2 years, why would you give him 30? Why? You're bidding against yourself. You got him for 10 this year. You got him for 12 next year. There's nothing he can do about it but sign the damn thing and run like Forrest and shut the fuck up. That's what he's going
to
do.
That's not what he's trying to do, yo. He's trying to have that man comfortable, bro.
No. He already
yeah,
made
man.
More money.
What's the wager, man?
I'm trying to talk about this. What's the wager? Because you talk crazy.
Go ahead.
You
didn't want to put it out there. Go ahead and name your wager.
You the dirty commish. What's the wager?
Yeah. Let's keep it real friendly. I say $20. Put 20 on it.
Yeah, I'll pay for my meal. I'm going with that.
And a public eating the crow.
Yeah.
On air.
Public eating the crow.
Yeah,
and
you come grow. You
got to
gobble too, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that, y'all. I expect it in my Cash App. I will text you my Cash App soon. Yeah, man, thank you for the fish meal, bro.
Yeah, man, you know.
Chick-fil-A, baby.
Thank you for the fish meal. I'll give me some whiting. I might get some lake trout with it. You know what I mean?
There
but trust me, that $20 going to go good, bro.
Hey, man, I'm going to go get me a shrimp basket and hook and reel.
I know, that's right. That's not good,
know.
Too. And
but an extra size.
That's the perfect time right there. We're going to go ahead and wrap this inaugural episode up. We will definitely be back on Thursday, unless y'all want to continue on and get closing statements. But we got 7 minutes left, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up and everybody start your day. Make sure y'all download. Make sure y'all go to our YouTube channel, the Shakedown Sports Media Network. The Shakedown Sports Podcast is on that platform. We also got Peoples in the Spaces. Twitter, come on over. If you from Podbean to Blog, from Blog Talk to Podbean to YouTube, back to Blog Talk, and we are definitely back where we needed to be, and we are still going to be hitting you over the head with the other platforms. So appreciate everybody. OGs from old to the past to the future. Charlie from Maine, OG Steve from DC, and your brothers, Shakes, J-Rock, LRP. Shouts out to either Chosen One, Black Friday on the ones and twos always, and Nacho in the Box with cheese. We at the house, baby, talking sports in the AM.
Absolutely.
What you got, OG?
That OG gave a closing statement.
Hey, man, it's the land of positivity for me, man. Everybody just stay true blue because that's all we can do, man. And, you know, ride hard in the new year, man, and keep your chin up, man. It's a good time to be blue, so that's what I'm going to do, man. I'll catch y'all on the next one. Appreciate y'all letting me chime in. Wow.
Oh,
no
doubt. J-Rock.
Hey.
Yo, man, appreciate it, man, for coming out, man. For all the people who follow us on the other platforms, YouTube, this is where it all began, man. This is where it all started almost 10 years ago, man. So we back out here doing it. We used to do 2 shows a day, every day, 5 days a week.
That's killing us.
Hey, I don't know how we did it, man. But, back out here. Tell the people, if you're listening now, the phone number now is the group phone number, 563-999-3611. That's 563-999-3611. That's the number to call in. You know, if you follow us on YouTube, you just listen to us on the first time on Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, we hear them, man. Twice a week in the mornings.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Feels good to be back here, man. It just feels like we home, bro. And it just feels like everything is back in order, man. It's just a feeling that I'm having. And then, you know, I was a little bit nervous, like, you know, ain't nobody going to really rock with us. You know what I mean? But to hear Charlie and to hear OG back on the airwaves with us, man, it just gave me old feeling, man. And I'm like, oh, man, yes, we are home, bro. We are home, bro. We here, bro. And this shit gonna go up, man. We here now. We had a, you know, rough couple years, man. We was trying to figure it out. I'm not gonna hold y'all. Rough couple years, bro. But now I feel like Stella, baby. I feel like Stella, man. We got our groove back. So here we go, man. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's get to work, man. Let's just give these people all the content that we all know that we can give and what they've been lobbying for. So, like we always say around this time, don't expect y'all to agree with me, but damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up if you keep shit live. It's a Shakedown rep of New York Giants on that drive for five. We out of there. We home, baby. Take us away, LRP.
No doubt, no doubt. You just been shook up by the Shakedown, and we out of here. And Thursday, make sure you call in Thursday. Use that number J-Rock dropped at the schedule release. We're going to be try to get some folks in here to talk to us in the AM, you know what I mean? Folks get up and head to work. So definitely, it feels great to be able to have the time to do this. This was my perfect prime slot to be able to produce and you know, be a part of the brothers and do my part and my role. So I appreciate the opportunity to be back here in a free space where I ain't got to rest nowhere as a single father. But, man, I love y'all. Tune in. Rock with us. We're going to be here every Tuesday, every Thursday. It's perfect for me, so no problems with the scheduling there, unless some shit happens because I am a single. But other than that, man, peace. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Rock out to some shit that y'all might hear on a single one day. You know what I mean? Me and Freezy, I got to go see my brother out in ATL. I got to see my brother out in South, in the Carolinas. Got to go see my brother in B-more. Got to go see my brother in New York. Got to go see my brother in Arizona. We got to start moving and shaking, baby. It's time.
It's a fact. It's a fact, man. Make sure y'all tune in to the Shakedown DMV tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Debate Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We out here. And then, again, with the Shakedown AM on Thursday morning. So, please, stay tuned to Shakedown. Shakedown Media Network on YouTube. You know, Shakedown Podcast on Blog Talk. We'll get y'all the iTunes and the Spotify's and all that real soon. So, y'all look out for all that, man. We here, man. We back, bro. Good night!
Yeah, it was fun.